Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Need for approval is such a common thing because most people don't have conscious parents. See, what our parents tend to do, and let's say you have the most well-meaning parents that love you and try to do the best thing possible. They have certain parameters by which they see the universe, by how they see life. They have their own fears, they have their own issues, they have their own filters on reality. All those things, their parameters for essentially how they see life, is what they then project onto a child. They do that, let's say it's a well-meaning parent, they do that because they try to keep their child safe. So they try to give the child ways to survive in life based on what they have learned. This is kind of our animal nature to do that, right? That's what animals do. The animal mama is then teaching the animal baby what the baby should know so that the baby doesn't get eaten, so that the baby can find food when the baby grows up, so that the baby knows how to hide or recognize a poisonous plant or know if the bad weather is coming, what you're supposed to look for to protect yourself and so on. So there's an animal component in us that naturally wants to do that. But the problem is animals, they simply instinctual. So their parameters are just the same no matter what. Humans, though, we're not. So in addition to basic instinct, we have our consciousness. We have our karma. We have our unfinished lessons. We have all sorts of reality perceptions that we formed over the course of our lifetime or other lifetimes as well, put together into who we are, and then decided that that's how life is. So if somebody is really harmonious and really advanced and has really clear filters, then when they are teaching their child, they will be doing it more from the standpoint of explaining reality instead of telling the child what to be afraid of or what to do or what will happen, and when this happens, do this. So that's because a more conscious parent would know that the child is going to probably encounter very different scenarios that the parent did, right? Of course, because each one of us is different soul contract, different karma. We each have a different path. Child does not have the same path as the parents. That does not happen. So children end up on the same path as the parents because parents indoctrinate those children into their belief systems. And then the child grows up never questioning anything. And if that child is not on a spiritual development path, they never have a reason to question what their parents have put into them, essentially programmed them with. Every baby is sort of like a recording station. It has all this opportunity to receive data, and it constantly does, from its environment. The baby comes in with unique personality, unique contract, unique brilliance. It's already bringing something, including its own karmic patterns to work through and the lessons that are meant to be his or hers. But then parental or whoever else's caregiver, could be grandparents or uncles, aunts, whatever, but whoever they are, those people then program the child about how life is. If that child is really conscious, they might be able to, when they grow up, override all that and clean it up, which might take some therapy or definitely a lot of personal work. But if somebody is not that conscious to begin with, they usually don't. That's how you end up seeing that children essentially follow whatever their parents' path is, and then they wonder, why is life this way? Like if somebody was poor, let's say, a lot of times their kids will be poor, and when they grow up, they would think that that's just all that they deserve, when actually abundance is everywhere. We can have everything we want. So, or somebody, let's say, believes that they're not eloquent speaking. So in the family, well, we just don't speak that well. We're just not those kinds of people. Okay, well, then the child might grow up thinking that he or she is just not eloquent enough. So then they would maybe be afraid to speak and whatever. So notice anytime we have desire for approval, we're actually trying to be approved by our parents or whoever was your main caregiver when you were little. Always goes back there because that's where we got programmed that we're supposed to match whatever it is that the parent is giving us. And if we're matching it, that means we're okay. We're safe because we're now belonging to the family tribe, which is really backwards if you think about it, because if the tribe is not conscious, why would you want to belong to it? But as a child, we don't know that. So notice if you have a desire for being approved, that means your authority is smaller than whatever it is that you're trying to be approved by, whoever that person might be, or organization even. That means your authority partially is projected onto that something. And chances are that matches something within you that connects to you being a little child wanting that kind of an approval from your parents or whoever was the authority figure at the time. Sometimes it's karmic. Sometimes it actually gets carried over from another lifetime. But most commonly, it's actually from the parents. So if the parents assume that you should be a certain way and then you're not that way, even if the way you are is actually more harmonious maybe or more spiritually advanced, there's a part of you that might still feel like you're somehow deficient. Not because you actually are deficient. If something, you could be maybe a couple steps ahead of your parents, but you might still feel this defective feeling because you did not fit in with the parents at the time. That little feeling like I'm not good enough, that takes root. And then as we grow up into adults, we keep feeling like I'm not good enough. Even though you're actually at the next level, maybe spiritually, you still would be feeling like you're not good enough because of whatever the parental imprint was. So it's very important to look for any place where you want to be accepted and approved of. That approval thing, looking for approval, that's where you want to take your authority back, as in I approve of myself. I approve of myself. The universe approves of me. My soul approves of me. And yes, maybe you're a work in progress, right? We all are. Maybe you're not perfect in that moment. Your soul still approves of you. Your soul is pretty much having you as the only avatar within the game that it's got right now. So it has to approve of you because you're its means to being within this reality. So for you to actually think like, oh, I don't know if my soul approves of me, it can't not approve of you. You are its creation. Our job is to be in alignment with that divine spark within us, instead of trying to be in alignment with some human tribe that we're trying to be approved by. So just remember that anytime you encounter this need to be approved of, your job is to bring it back to yourself. So I approve of me, the universe approves of me. And then by doing that, you automatically are in alignment with your divinity. And then from that place, you act out into the world, but you now have your own authority inside yourself instead of projected out on other people. Okay? Be love. Be free. Be abundant always. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.